The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Greetings. Dear Sangha, lovely to be practicing with you. So, as we are exploring the mind's body this week, this particular invitation today in the guided meditation was to explore the impact of attending to the breath, turning awareness to receive the breath, either in the abdomen, the chest, nostrils, or the whole body. There are more ways to attend to the breath, but given limited time. And recently, I was talking with a dedicated practitioner who's practiced for many years, for decades actually, set 3-month retreats at IMS, multiple ones, etc. And we got to talk about the breath, and I started to share about the different impact that attending to the breath in different places has. And they said, "I had no idea. No one has ever shared this with me before. Why don't other Dharma teachers ever talk about this?" And I thought, this is important to talk about. This is important to talk about. And I'm appreciating seeing the comments about how breathing into different areas really are shifting the energetic feelings for people, how you're exploring and seeing that. That's wonderful. Makes me very happy to see that. So a couple of things. One is Dharma teachers, I may or may not have heard this through my own practice, maybe for one person or not, but it's also something that I would say that I've experienced on my own and discovered on my own. And there are other writings. Anyway, this is part of the canon. This is important, is knowing how to work with the breath. Can support you, can support where you are in your practice, can support the energetic feeling, can support you with hindrances. So let's dive in. Let's dive in. So attending, receiving the breath, in the abdomen. Let's start with the abdomen. The sense of ease, relaxed, receiving of the breath. Again, not intentionally breathing yourself, because that can become very tight. It can become like a chore. I'm breathing. But the breathing is already happening, but receiving it in the abdomen. So the abdomen, especially the lower abdomen, that's also where Mahasi Sayadaw, a prominent teacher in Theravada tradition in Burma, that's where and Mahasi Sayadaw was a teacher to many of the teachers who came to the West and brought Vipassana to the West about 50 years ago or so. So attending to the breath in the abdomen can have the impact, can have the result of the mind feeling settled, the mind feeling grounded. So the abdomen can be perhaps one of the most grounding places to attend to the breath, and especially if you are a practitioner who tends to be very heady in your work, in your life, you tend to think a lot, then bringing the center of gravity of the attention down in your physical body to your abdomen, and noticing the breath, receiving the breath in the abdomen, can be really grounding. The image to have is like a balloon. If you have a helium balloon and it's light and it just wants to get away, you put a weight, You put a weight on the bottom of it and you put it on the earth. So put a weight on your helium balloon of your thoughts that I want to go here, there, everywhere. If you notice there are a lot of thoughts, bring the attention down, down, down to your abdomen. Receive the breath in the abdomen. So the abdomen is generally, I would say, the best place for beginning practitioners. If you're relatively new or still exploring the abdomen, or even if you're an experienced practitioner, the abdomen tends to be a one size fits all. It has many, many advantages. And there's also a grossness to the sensations of rise and fall that can be, again, something for the mind to grab onto. All the sensations on the sides of the belly, on the top of the belly, just there's so many sensations everywhere. So that can really ground and settle the mind, the mind's body. It can be really comforted, soothed, settled with paying attention to the breath in the abdomen, especially if there is the hindrance of agitation, if there's the hindrance of restlessness, worry, bring the energy down, lower abdomen, sense the breath there, and it will calm, it will soothe, it will settle, it will ground. And sometimes even your sit bones can be helpful. It really low, really feeling your breath low. The chest can also have different impacts, different ways of the energy moving, shifting. Sometimes the advantage, maybe I'll say one advantage of the breath here is sometimes feeling that the breath is entering directly into the heart center and exiting the heart center. It can open the heart. It can have a metta quality to it, loving kindness. And especially if you're practicing metta, this heart center breathing can be chest breathing, can be just so lovely. Can synchronize your metta with, even if there are no phrases, but just this feeling of kindness breathing through your heart for the whole world, for yourself. It can be a sense of calming and soothing there. The chest, however, can bring up some anxiety. If you're having anxiety or restlessness, worry, etc., can kind of bring the energy up a little bit in your chest. So you can, knowing that, you can bring it down. If that happens, you can bring it down to the abdomen. Again, all of these places have a lovely, both, you know, the right time, and what's not helpful. The nostrils can be very subtle. And I do not recommend the nostrils, for any beginner or even intermediate practitioners. Thanks for exploring it this morning. So if you're new, it's okay. The nostrils, the beauty of the nostrils the breath can be so subtle here that the mind can really get concentrated, but only after you've experienced many, many years of practice and even decades, and you really know your way around the energy bodies and concentration practices. The challenge with, and never go inside the nostrils. Do not feel the breath inside the nostrils. That's bad habit. Do not do it. It can cause a lot of problems down the road with practicing. But outside here, this is called the Anapana spot. Anapana spot here, the mindfulness of breathing spot. Here, I've been below the nose and over the lip. This ridge here. So the disadvantage can be that, again, it's very subtle. So it's so subtle that you don't feel it at all. You lose it. You become really tight. Like, where is that breath? Arr! You become so tight that you trip over your own shoelaces in practice and not helpful. It can also bring a lot of bring the energy to the head area, so one can be distracted a lot more easily. So again, all of these have let's say with practicing at the nostrils, it is how my teacher, the Paksayadaw and Visuddhimagga, for the deeper level of jhanas, this is where the point, but again, after a lot of experience has happened, a lot of experience on the path, etc. So, and also to say the abdomen, as I talked about, being the generally wonderful place to go. If you're feeling a little sleepy, if you're there's sloth and torpor, and you're feeling very sleepy, then it might be helpful to actually pay attention to the breath in the chest or at the nostril, just to bring the energy up, to wake you up. It can have an uplift, have an uplifting, the energy body can kind of uplift instead of being settled and down. So if you're feeling sleepy, it's okay for some time to feel the breath further up. And the whole body breath, the whole body breathing, which we tried very briefly, can again be very comforting, soothing, grounding. This whole sense of the energy body, and can feel spacious, can both feel confined in a good way, sense of secure, here I am in a cocoon, I'm being breathed, and can also feel very spacious. Again, if we add the spaciousness, there's a lot more to say. So I didn't include all of that, because in 30 minutes, there's only so much you can do. And besides, this was a really quick tour. I would recommend that trying all of these for longer periods of time on your own and really exploring in your own energy body. Wow, the shifts. I mean, 5 minutes is just not enough for each of these stops. It's like a whirlwind tour of our breath. And then there are more practices, et cetera, et cetera. So there's so much to share with you about the mind's body. So I knew this was going to come up. There are lots of chats, lots of questions. I haven't seen them all, but one that I see is why the sensing inside the nostrils is not good. So if you just practice a little bit here and there, inside the nostrils is not going to impact you. But inside the nostrils, if you go on a retreat or if you practice a lot, the sense of solidity, the earth element, is it is said, the sense of solidity arises inside the nostrils, inside the head. And if you do it over and over for a long time, especially on the retreat, then it feels like there are bricks in your nose, in your head, and it can completely mess you up. I've known practitioners where this has happened. You forget how to breathe. You can't even breathe. It gets tight. It can become very painful. So do not develop these bad habits that later you have to undo if you practice more. So I'll leave that answer to Jane's question. Okay. So much in this mind's body to explore and share. I hope this is supportive to your practice, knowing how to shift and turn and change if there's sleepiness, if there's anxiety, if there's need grounding, if there's subtlety, and there's a lot more to share. I look forward to practicing with you for the rest of the week. Take good care. Be well.